kind of scales it down to actually, are we living in a sense of ongoing readiness or preparation to receive our King? And the nice thing about this Advent journey, of course, is that we end with a celebration of Christmas, which is that first Advent, Jesus being incarnate. And so there's a nice kind of rhythm to that as well. And I bet what you guys have over the years, those of you who've been doing Advent for a while, I bet you have certain rhythms and practices in this season that just really help you to get ready, to prepare your heart, and to experience Christ on the journey. Is that true? Do we all have certain things that just, you know, work? And then we're probably also aware that there are certain rhythms and practices in the world around us which are quite distracting. And you kind of have to find ways in this journey to lean into this whilst resisting some of this. And it's not that easy. But one of the things, I've been celebrating Advent now as a Christian for 35 years, and one of the things that I can say, that I can promise, I guess, is that if you do this season well, if you do this journey well, you will encounter Christ at some point in the next 4 weeks. I promise you. You know, for me, over the years, it's been in all sorts of different things. So sometimes it's been, I don't know, you go to like the Nine Lessons and Carols thing, you know, and you get to hear these amazing Christmas carols sung by choirs, and you get to hear the story of our salvation again. And you go, ah, that's it. I remember when I first came to Christ, that was my moment, that year was my, going to that service was my moment closest to Christ, because I was like, I'd sort of heard these stories, but now I was living that story. Or, you know, some of you might have, it might be something else. It might be, we did an amazing, you know, community Christmas carol thing up the Rickarangi Valley. It was so much fun. And the thing that people said most when they came up to me afterwards was like, well, now it feels a bit like Christmas, doesn't it? And I was like, yeah, it kind of does. I remember in some years I've left it so late that it's been like the midnight mass service, you know, where somewhere in that service it's just been like, I've been like, oh, Emmanuel. Christ is with me in this moment. And it finally connects. And that's leaving it pretty last minute. But it's amazing. And sometimes these moments come to us in unexpected ways. Last year, my moment closest to Christ on this Advent journey was I journeyed with a woman who was dying for the 2 weeks before Christmas. And I went up and sat with her and prayed with her and sang with her every night for the 2 weeks up until Christmas. And she died on Christmas Day. You know, and some of you might be like, oh, that's a bit heavy. But actually, it was holy. And I'll never forget it. Her partner actually popped by to drop off some brass candlesticks. She thought maybe the church could use some more brass candlesticks. And I was like, I'm pretty sure we've got candlesticks. Anyway, but it was awesome. And I just said, like, I said, I'm going to mention her this sermon. So wherever there are these moments along the way. And so one of the things I think in terms of being ready is as we start this journey, it's really good for us to think about what works for us. What are the rhythms and practices that are going to help us to prepare room to receive Christ once more in this season? And it's good for us to start at the beginning because we've got 4 weeks to get it right. No, not get it right, but you know what I mean. We've got 4 weeks to let it unfold. And if we do it well, we will experience the presence of Christ on this journey. Now, hopefully that's just got your brain ticking a little bit, but I don't want to finish there. Because it is good for us, obviously, as a church, to think about these rhythms that place us in the presence of God and to do the Advent journey well and all the rest of it. But I want to say this. This journey is not just for us. Christmas is for everyone. And one of the things I love about this season is it's one of the few times, as a fact, it's probably the only time in the year that the whole of New Zealand is going to celebrate the same festival that we're celebrating as a church. Easter kind of has all those sort of weird mixed messages and all that kind of stuff, but even as a non-Christian kid growing up in New Zealand, I got to hear Christmas carols. I got to see nativity scenes. I got to know that there was another story kind of going on, and I had a whole blend of things kind of going on there. But everyone in New Zealand is going to hear something about Jesus over the next 4 weeks. And the nice thing about the Advent journey, I think, is that it picks up on these themes of hope and, spoiler alert, peace, joy, and love. And those aren't just themes for the church. they are themes for all humanity. I think everyone can get behind that. More hope, more peace, more joy, more love in our world. And so I want to just turn to this Isaiah reading that you heard today. It was beautifully read, thank you. Because this is a vision. This is taking it to that big picture that we heard about. You know, it's taking it back to that big picture that in the end, this is the vision. We are living today the way that everyone will live at some point in the future. So I just want to read that vision to you again. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as chief among the mountains. It will be raised above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. Many people will come, and they will say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, because God will teach us his ways, so that we might walk in his paths. The word of God will be spread, will be shared, and he will judge between the nations. He will settle disputes for many peoples." Think about this in our world today. "He will beat their swords into plowshares and take their guns and turn them into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will anyone train for war anymore. Come, people of God, let us walk in the light of the Lord." So this is for us, obviously, but it's actually a vision for everyone. So what I'm, you know, you'll have your rhythms and your practices that you're thinking, oh, I'm looking forward to this, or I'm looking, you know, this is what we always do, this thing, we put up the tree on this day, or we do these decorations, or we go to these events. We've got a lot of events. If you want to see my calendar, my diary, here we go. We've got a lot going on. But, you know, you'll look at this piece of advertising and you'll think, oh, I love the Back to Bethlehem next week, or I love the Carols in the Valley, or the Christmas light service, or whatever it is. And there'll be something in those that you look at it and go, oh, yeah, I always go to that because I love it and it always makes me feel close to Christ in this season. Well, here's my challenge for you. Christmas is for everyone. It's for your friends, for your family, for your work colleagues, for the people you play bowls with, whatever it might be. And the chances are, if you love one of these events, they'll love it too. And if you bring them along, the chances are, if it's something that helps you prepare your heart to receive Christ, it'll help them prepare their hearts to receive Christ as well. So you can think, what am I looking forward to? What are the rhythms and practices? What are the events that I love about this season? And who am I going to invite? Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Let's pray. God, we thank you for this season, for the chance to journey and draw closer to you. Lord, we pray that you continually put this vision in front of us, for the way in which you are working all things out, for the way in which we see your kingdom coming in the world around us. We are besieged by bad news, but we are bearers of good news. Help us to walk in the light of Christ today, to share that light with every person that we share our lives with, so that every person might have the opportunity in this season to experience more hope, more peace, more joy, more love. We don't want to miss the big picture, Lord. Help us to prepare our hearts today and every day of this journey with a hopeful expectation of your coming. I also just want to pray now too for all of us who carry grief into this season, who have had a hard year, who have lost somebody, who have experienced disappointment. Lord, I pray now in your name that for every person carrying that into this Advent journey, that today there would be an awakening of hope. Come, Holy Spirit, heal our lives as we wait upon you. Heal our lives as we wait upon you. Can I just ask the worship team to come?